It's 9:45 on ABC Radio Darwin. Have you ever felt like a fraud? You're standing in front of a big group of people and feel like you don't really know what you're talking about. I'm not talking about imposter syndrome. That's for another day. But an area where you're not a subject expert, but it's still up to you to explain things to people. In teaching, it's called out of field. And the classic situation is a history teacher teaching maths. It's happening in Territory classrooms today. You can count on it. Marilyn Goose is an adjunct professor of education at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Marilyn, good morning.
Morning, Rick.
How widespread is out of field maths teaching?
Well, we know it's very widespread, unfortunately. In a recent study, it was found that around 40% of people who are currently teaching high school maths are actually out of field.
40%? How does that compare to other subjects like English and history, science, that kind of thing?
Well, English in the same study found it was 28% and science 29%. And this is a very long-standing problem. This is not something new. It's really been going on for a very long time and we haven't succeeded in solving it yet.
And it's worse if you're not from a flash suburb, a leafy suburb and an expensive school?
Yes, most definitely. We certainly have data to show that the most disadvantaged schools tend to be the schools where there is a higher incidence of out-of-field teaching. So I'm talking about schools in regional and remote locations and in low SES areas. So it's just this terrible compounding of disadvantage.
If you're not taught by a specialist math teacher, what does that mean for your results in maths?
Well, we do have some data on that as well. Certainly overseas studies and international studies that look at Australian students have shown that students who are taught by out-of-field teachers of maths, so they're qualified to teach something else, do not do as well in maths as students who are taught by fully qualified teachers. So the students are missing out, but remember the teachers are missing out as well. I mean, it must be, well, I know, you know, I've worked with a lot of out-of-field teachers, and it's really difficult for them to take on a subject that they're not formally qualified in. You know, how confident would you feel, as you said before, trying to teach something, you know, that's a subject that you're not trained to teach? And unfortunately, people often don't feel confident with maths anyway. So we really need to think about teachers. I've never met a teacher who doesn't care about doing well for their students. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the same for out-of-field teachers. So they deserve more support than they're getting now.
But plenty of teachers love being teachers because of the students. Others really love their subject. How do you get them to embrace maths if that's not what got them into teaching in the first place?
That's a great question. Well, people who are teaching out-of-field maths out-of-field at the moment, some of them will like teaching maths. But some of them don't, you know, quite a lot of them don't. But they don't have any choice. So when you're assigned to a school, you are assigned to teach classes and subjects. So that's what the school administration does. And you don't necessarily have a lot of say in this. So our proposal is that we need to be supporting teachers who are standing up in front of maths classrooms every day doing the very best that they can. We can't just leave them to their own devices. That's terribly unfair.
So how do we fix it? Training more maths teachers, is that the answer, or do you need to train people who aren't maths teachers to become them?
The second one, definitely option two. So the way that governments are currently approaching the teacher workforce crisis that we're experiencing in Australia is just to say two things. We need to focus on recruitment and retention. So let's get more people, you know, persuade more people to come teachers and make sure that we keep them. Those are fine strategies, but they're not going to solve the out-of-field problem. They take too long, and we know that persuading people to change careers doesn't necessarily work. It's a much better strategy to support people who are currently teaching maths anyway, because they're already there, and we know we can do it. We have evidence from overseas of programs that work. I led a national program in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, that was upgrading the skills of out-of-field teachers. You know, we upgraded 1,000 teachers over 7 years or so.
And how did that work? What was the process there?
The process there was that the government recognised and acknowledged that the problem existed and asked universities to propose a national upskilling program, and they invested money in this. So there was a national consortium of 17 higher education institutions that cooperated together. That's what we need to do here in Australia. Designed a program, and the government paid the tuition fees. so that teachers were not out of pocket. At the moment, there are courses available for teachers to do, but for most of them, teachers have to pay the fees themselves and they have to study in their own time. That's a big ask. So the program in Ireland paid the fees, and it also, the real kicker for this, which we need to do in Australia, is that teachers got recognition for adding an extra subject to their qualifications. In Australia, that only happens in one state, in New South Wales. Only in New South Wales is a record kept of the subjects that teachers are qualified to teach. So for me, for example, I'm registered to teach in Queensland. I'm qualified to teach maths and chemistry. But I'm just a registered teacher. Nowhere is that recorded. And to have that recorded is an incredibly powerful incentive. That should be the very first thing that we do.
You're listening to ABC Radio Darwin. Marilyn Goose is an adjunct professor of education at the University of the Sunshine Coast. She's been part of a program that's worked in Ireland to reduce the amount of out-of-field teaching being done by teachers who aren't trained to be maths teachers walking into a classroom and being expected to teach maths. Marilyn, there are a lot of teachers in my family, full disclosure. In my friend group, they've talked for years about maths teachers being in demand, but they don't want to be maths teachers. I have one friend who is a maths teacher. She is not like the others. Do you have to get over the same thing with teachers as with students, that they're scared of maths?
Yes, I think you do. And certainly, I mean, I'm a very experienced maths teacher educator. I've been doing this work. I've been making maths teachers for 25 years. Most of the work of maths teaching is actually persuading students that they can learn, that they can understand maths, that they can achieve and appreciate maths. So that's the way I work with teachers. And of course, the same thing works with teachers as well. We all tend to teach in the way that we ourselves have been taught at school. And unfortunately, that can actually create negative feelings towards maths. So working with out-of-field teachers to show them that, yes, you can think about maths differently. It's not actually the way that you think it is. You can understand it differently. You can learn to enjoy it, because it's so important for teachers, because when you're standing up in front of a class, you are always communicating those things to students. Whatever you say, you're communicating whether or not you love the subject, whether or not you believe the students can learn. So clearly that would be an important way of working with teachers.
How much of a role does teaching out of field play in dropout rates of teachers? A lot of teachers leave the profession. There are a lot of people with teaching qualifications who aren't in classrooms today. How big of a factor is that one issue?
Well, it's very difficult to say. We know post-COVID there's been a lot of people leaving the profession. But this highlights the other problem that we have that we need to fix, is that we don't have accurate data that enables us to answer all of these questions. So, for example, the data that we have about the incidence of out-of-field teaching is collected from a range of different surveys, which all have different methodologies. We don't have good data about necessarily where the out-of-field teaching is happening. We don't have good data that matches how many registered teachers are there in Australia with who is actually teaching in school classrooms. So there's a substantial, not only data collection, but data matching exercise that needs to be done. It's not being done at the moment. It's not easy, but surely as a country, we can do better here.
You get that feeling, teacher registration, moving from one jurisdiction in Australia to another, takes a long time, is really difficult and bureaucratic, and we don't have that information?
No, we don't, unfortunately. And, you know, I'm not criticising teacher registration authorities, because I've worked very closely with them and they do an excellent job. But they do what, you know, they're supposed to do. And I think we just need to ask for a little bit more.
Marilyn Goose, it's been fascinating talking to adjunct professor of education at the University of the Sunshine Coast, saying that we need to train teachers who are already in the classroom, they might already be teaching maths, how to do it better. Marilyn, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Rick.